It's a sunny spring morning, and I'm walking the Bear Creek Greenway with Sheila Carter. As we stroll along the bike path that follows Bear Creek as it flows toward the Rogue River, Carter points out small pockets that she calls way stations.
And these are these little islands of pollinator habitat.
Carter was with the Lomakatse Restoration Project, an Ashland-based nonprofit that does forest health and habitat restoration projects in Southern Oregon and Northern California. Lomakatse has worked with community members and students at a local elementary school to plant these way stations to provide tiny oases for bees, birds, and other pollinating species.
There's milkweed, and then there's a number of other plants that have blossoms that are helpful for the pollinators. But milkweed is the one that is really key for the monarchs.
Monarch butterflies rely on milkweed. It's where they lay their eggs, and it provides essential nutrition for monarch larvae. Carter says pollinator habitat, and milkweed in particular, has been widely displaced by human development.
A lot of times milkweed was growing in places where people wanted to build houses or where there were places that were good for farming or things like that, and they were oftentimes seen as weeds.
Carter says planting these way stations is one way to help the monarchs on their migration along the West Coast. But now Carter's group has teamed up with federal agencies and other nonprofits to take monarch habitat restoration to a new level. I'm bouncing along a deeply rutted dirt road in an all-terrain vehicle driven by Maya Black. Black heads the Selberg Institute that manages this 4,800-acre former cattle ranch along Sampson Creek south of Ashland. As we follow the creek upstream, she slows the ATV to point out new plantings of milkweed and other pollinator-friendly plants.
Wherever you're seeing these orange stakes along the drive is where we've kind of selected little planting sites based on exposure to sun or proximity to the creek.
After climbing a while, we emerge in a saddle between grassy hills, with the Siskiyou Mountains stretching off to the south and west. Here, Black points out over the 30-acre site where a large-scale monarch habitat restoration project will soon be underway.
As you can see, the vegetation on this hillside is largely a non-native composition of star thistle and medusa head and annual grasses.
We're joined by Sean Prive, an ecologist with Lomakatse. Prive says the plan is to try to restore the natural diversity that would have existed on this site before decades of cattle grazing changed the plant community. The first step is a controlled burn.
So if we burn here in, say, May, right before all this seed falls onto the ground, we'll burn off this thick layer of thatch that's developed on the site, which physically blocks the germination of native seed, and we will reduce the amount of seed that's added from the invasive species that are on the site.
Then native seed and seedlings will be planted. With any luck, after a few years, Prive says, native wildflowers will produce nectar to feed a variety of pollinators, especially monarchs.
The milkweeds in particular produce food for the monarch larvae, which hatch nearby and then consume the milkweed before they turn into butterflies and continue their migration.
This site is one of six that are being restored for monarchs across southern Oregon, totaling 300 acres from the Coast Range in Curry County to the Siskiyous along the California border. Robert Coffin, with Southern Oregon Monarch Advocates, says these landscape-scale habitat projects represent an ambitious leap from the tiny pollinator way stations, and he says they're part of a new way of thinking.
Monarch restoration isn't special. It doesn't have to be a standalone thing. All we need to do is start to weave in pollinator habitat restoration into all the restoration work we're doing anyway.
If these initial projects are proven to create usable monarch habitat over the next few years, Coffin says, projects of this type could well become more common as ways to throw a lifeline to the region's iconic pollinators. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.